Blog Talk Radio.
Happy birthday. Yeah. We want to dedicate this song to everyone who has a birthday today. And that means you, and you, and you, and you. Because having a birthday is a special occasion. And we hope you have a happy celebration and a many, many more to come.
It's up. Let's celebrate. Come on now. Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright.
Hey, we are here to partay. It's a celebration. Happy birthday, Ms. Daisy Brown. She is always right here on Tribe Family Channel with Soul School Music and Marshall Thompson helping us hold it down. But we know Marshall Thompson wouldn't be Marshall Thompson or the Shy Life all by himself. And so he always has a way of dedicating to those that were here for him. So hold tight while we wait for the celebration, for the celebrant, and for the host of Soulful Music presenting a celebration of Ms. Daisy Brown. And she is a member of the Stylite Family Management Team for over 40 years. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Daisy Brown when we get this show underway. So hold tight and relax while we hear some Shy Life.
That passed away, Eugene Record, Robert Squirrel Lester, Pretty Old John. I remember, oh yeah, the sign of springtime. There were birds, music, everywhere. Some of us played, oh, and some of us cried. Can't you see, oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? Woo. She's what I had dreamed of.
What I had dreamed of.
She's all that I think of, yeah. I was riding so high. What eyes of a child.
Eyes of a child.
Shining so bright.
Yes.
It was. Come on, y'all.
Cold this day.
Yeah. had to rub a cover, no, 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 no. Cold, cold in bed of my life. I thought there was no other, no, 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 no. Down below.
Supergroup formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation, in 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, and in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters, Only the Strong Survive in 2002, and recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on Tribe Family Channel, the host of this celebration, a happy birthday, Ms. Daisy Brown gathering the Shy Lights' last man standing, Mr. Marshall Thompson. What's happening, Godfather? How you doing? You ready for me to bring on your guest and the lady of the hour?
Yes, I am. Bring her right on. We're waiting to hear from her. And a happy birthday to her, too. Bring her on.
Yeah, all right. Hold tight. Now, the phones are lit up, and so we are so honored. It's a celebration, and the honor of your presence is requested by the Shy Lights' last man standing, Marshall Thompson, as we throw down for the birthday celebration of Ms. Daisy Brown, a member of the Shy Lights family for over 40 years serving on the management team. Daisy is also a retired military veteran and the producer of Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson on Tribe Family Channel and the executive producer and host of Call to Serve, her military radio program on the same network. So without delay, please say hello to the lady of the day, Ms. Daisy, Queen of Diamonds Brown. Happy birthday, Daisy. Your brother receives you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Hi, MT. You know I love you.
I see how much you love me when you bring me a piece of cake when we get to Philadelphia.
You told me you didn't say you wanted cake. You said you wanted sweet potato pie and chicken dumplings.
No. Sweet potato pie, my chicken dumplings, and the sweet potato pie and my cake is your birthday. You know, and now
okay.
I know I have to
bring you some grapes too.
You better read it.
Y'all are too much.
I hope you're enjoying yourself. This is your day, and everybody's blessed to have a day over and over again for so many years. And I just got off the air on another radio show right here in the city of Chicago. And I had to get off there and cut that short so I can get over there to talk to you.
Well,
that's
I
right.
appreciate it so much. Thank you. I'm smiling.
Right.
Well,
right
now
on.
The phones are lit up, so I'm going to bring in none other than our sponsor. And y'all love her, and I know you do because I've seen it and I've heard it. And she is none other than the CEO. That's what I said. I said the CEO of the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica, and the sponsor of Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson and the niece of Daisy Brown. Welcome,
amen.
Wynn Nix James. We receive you.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Uncle, how you doing? Hey, Auntie.
Hey,
hi, baby.
Hey, Queen.
I was waiting on you, Gwen.
I know. But listen, I have to say happy birthday to the special lady because she is not just the lady of the hour. She is the lady of the year, several years.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wow, Gwen.
I mean, you know, we're old school, but that's okay. But Daisy is my mentor. Daisy is my auntie. Daisy is my person that I need to pick up the phone and call in the middle of the night. And she know what I'm talking about.
And yeah,
have
I'm there
like
for
that,
you, baby.
Okay, you know, she's there for you. So happy birthday, blessing to you and many, many more to come. It's just the beginning because, you know, you're only 25, so.
Exactly.
And she's been with the Shy Lights for so many years. So, like I said, she's only 25, but it's okay. It's all good. But many blessings to you, my love. Mike is here. He says also happy birthday. The kids are saying happy birthday. And we want you to enjoy. I hope you enjoy yourself.
Yes, thank you so much. Awesome. And you know I love you, baby.
I love you too. Love you too. So I'm going to say Auntie Daisy, Mama Daisy. What do you say, Uncle?
Brother Kevin is right here. He wanted to say happy birthday to Daisy as well.
Daisy, happy birthday, beautiful. I hope you're having yourself an awesome day today.
Yeah.
Hello, beautiful Gwen.
Hi. Well, hi, cousin Gwen. Hi, brother Kevin.
Yeah, right, well,
Kev, I knew you couldn't have been too far away.
He's sitting up in the house for your birthday right now.
I thought Kevin was still on the Soul Train boat. You around Kevin? Wait a minute. I haven't heard from you in a minute.
Uh-oh. Now, look,
y'all
hold on a second. Let me bring somebody else in on the line. I'm going to bring in area code 646. Area code 646, you're in Martha Thompson's house, and it's a celebration for Ms. Daisy Brown. Who is on 646 area code?
Hello.
Hello,
how are you? Did you want to wish Daisy Brown a happy birthday and tell us who you are?
Yes, it's Lyndon Taylor. Just wanted to say hi to Daisy.
Hi, sweetie. Oh, my goodness. How are you?
I'm great. I want to say happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Even the dream team is calling in, so you know you're
you are the general. You are the general.
The general, that's right.
Thank you.
Wow.
Good to hear your voice. Yes.
Well, listen here. Let's bring on the rest of them. And we're going to open up the line to area code 202. Area code 202, you are in the Shylight house, and we are opening up your line for the celebration for Ms. Daisy Brown. Area code 202, who are we talking to? Area code 202, your line is open. You're out there with the sirens. We can hear you walking. Who are you? Who's talking? Okay, well, area code 202 just want to listen to the party, and ain't nothing wrong with that because we're about to get it started. So are y'all ready to hear her songs that she wants to play? And then I want to come back on because I want to hear each and every one of y'all tell me your Daisy Brown story. We're going to start with Marshall Thompson. We're going to come back to Gwen. We're going to come back to, I'm sorry, the gentleman, the dream team out of, what's your name again, sir?
Lyndon Taylor out of Brooklyn, New York.
Lyndon.
How you doing?
Brooklyn in the building. Well, listen, you know Daisy don't play, and she haven't been feeling that well lately, so she wanted us to hear this song to kind of help her get down back right. So here we go with one on her playlist right now, right here on this celebration. Happy birthday, Daisy Brown. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Help me hold it down.
I don't want nobody always sitting around me and my man. I don't want nobody always sitting right there
right now we're back in Marsha Thompson's house. Y'all are live on Soul School Music with Marsha Thompson. This is Tribe Family Channel. Marsha Thompson, you know, Daisy wanted to hear that song, and she's got a few more to hear. But what I want to hear is, I want to hear, when was the first time you met Daisy? I know you, I want the history. And
well, you're talking about many, many years ago now. You're talking about 20 years ago, I was born. Okay? Man, right back there in Baltimore, Washington. Okay, when she fell in love with the Dr. Fields. Dr. Fields was from the I heard her tell you this, you're feeling good every morning with Dr. Fields for the squirrels. You know? It had to be feeling good because when I was walking down the hotel room, I heard him feeling good.
You know, you on Tribe Family Channel now. He's crazy.
He felt real good.
Marsha, you're cold blooded.
Wonderful road manager, did a wonderful job so many years with us. And I'm glad she was feeling good because I kept her coming to the gig, kept her coming to work on time, you know, and Brother Squirrel, Son Squirrel, they was making on time. And when she stopped feeling good, Squirrel started missing dates. So I started getting good again.
Well, we better keep her happy, okay? That's all I got to say.
We gotta find another doctor feel good, cause my partner's going really. Gotta find another one so she can be on time again. She's a great.
You are a mess. You are a mess. Well, I'm going to let Daisy respond, and then we're going to play another song, and we're going to hear from her niece. So, Daisy, you want to respond to your brother over there?
I just want to kill him. I want to wring his neck. But
don't do him in. Don't do him in.
Okay.
All right, y'all. As y'all can see, we are having fun, and it is a celebration for Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown. Now we're going to go to another one of her songs on her playlist, and when we come back, her niece and our sponsor, Gwen Nix James, is going to tell us about her endearing thoughts and words for Daisy. Here we go. This is a podcast, y'all.
There's a spark.
right, y'all, we are back live on Soul School Music, honoring Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds, on her birthday. Now, before we hear from our sponsor, Gwen Nix James, the CEO of the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica, home of the Shy Lights. MT, if you were to write another song, it would be Me and Mr. Jones. So now I want you to let Mr. Kevin Jones come on in over here and give us his lovely words of endearment for our dear Daisy Brown. What's happening, Kevin, my brother? How you doing?
Doing good, working on better.
Well, you better holler at your girl. Daisy over here waiting on you. She got an earful waiting for you.
Well, Daisy, she's scared to death about what I may say. I know she's on the fringe.
Yes.
But I'm gonna tell a funny one. We were on the West Coast tour, us and Stylistics and Kobe Gooden, and it was a bunch of us. And somewhere in California, we stayed a few days at a hotel in the mountains of California somewhere. I can't even remember where we were. And we decided to do a cookout. And Debbie and everybody was there. And we cooking food and just having a bunch of fun. And somebody decided that we were going to have a water balloon fight.
San Diego.
In San Diego. Sure was. Thanks. And we decided to do a water balloon fight. It had the water guns and the balloons, and the women didn't know that the water balloons was getting ready to attack them. And when Daisy and Debbie and them came out, all of a sudden the balloons and water got to splash them all upside the head, and they got to running and screaming, and it was just so funny that everybody ran in and everybody ran out, and everybody just had a great time having big fun in the sun out there cooking barbecue and fish. And having a big water balloon fight like children.
That's what's
Kevin.
Up. That is what's up.
Kevin
is Mr. Mischievous
on the road. That's Kevin Jones. So if anybody, that is exactly who he is, and he keeps it going all the time.
Well,
all
I know when I met Kevin, I was in stitches.
Happy birthday to you, and I wish you have just a wonderful year. Not a wonderful day, just a great year.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
Much love.
God's
Much
blessing.
Love.
Much love to you.
All right, now, well, we're going to pay some bills around here right quick with all this love going on, okay? So y'all hold on 1 second.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites at the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
The CEO of Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica, and the niece of Mr. Marshall Thompson and Daisy Brown. Not that they got together and had her. I'm not implying that. What's happening, cuz? How you doing over there, cuz? We welcome you.
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm blessed. What you want to say to your auntie?
Well. Happy birthday, and Aunt Daisy is the one that holds down the pageant. She's the director of the room coordinator. Without her getting those rooms together, there won't be no Dream Castle pageant. Okay.
Come on now. Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
She comes in a day or two before the pageant, and she leaves the day after. Now, how good is that? I am blessed to have her in my life as my proofreader, everything you can call it. You know, if I have to do something, I have to send to her and say, Auntie, I have to read this. Check it out. You know, if I'm right, if I'm wrong. And I think I've even done that to do it, you know, because sometimes you always need more than one set of eyes. And she is that. She's there for me all the time. We speak every day. If we don't,
yes,
if I don't
do.
See her today, the next day, why you didn't call me? Why don't I get a text from her? So, you know, we're connected real good. And it's important to have that because we all need somebody, you know, some day or night, and you never know, you know. So when we have each other, that's all we have is each other.
Amen.
Well, speaking of Dream Castle Villa, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Because I know Brooklyn over there in the building with us. I'm ready to bring in the rest of the team. Where's Brooklyn?
Bring him in. Bring him in because, you know, without him, you know, the pageant is not possible. I mean, unfortunately, I'm not sure if the Marsh is on the line, but, you know, we have a team and we have the general and the captain, okay? That's Daisy and Greta, you know, and those two together, they run the floor, you know. So there was a competition. Like, well, I'm the captain, I'm the general, but listen, they're both special people. And, you know, Daisy's there for me, you know, mentally and physically, and that's important because we all need that, you know. And like I said, we talk all the time. You know, if there's a trip going on and she's not there, I got to call her anyway. But, you know, we like two peas in a pie. But I have a question, Daisy. What's all this love song playing all of a sudden? What's going on? Because I'm kind of confused here. So I'm like, you know, I'm happy that you're celebrating today. And I want today, tomorrow, and then, like, it's like Uncle Kevin said, the rest of the year, the remaining of your life, to be blessed and God's blessings to you to come for more. Now, all we have to do now is hit that mega ball. We'll be all right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. So that's what we need to strive for. So we're going to formulate that pretty soon and text some numbers pretty soon and see what we can make out of that. All right?
All right.
But I love
you
from the bottom of the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and you know that. 100%.
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I feel so blessed to have people like you with MT, Kevin, and Lyndon is the person who actually gave me my title, the general. So,
Brooklyn, where you at, Brooklyn? Come in.
Brooklyn,
yeah.
In the house. Yeah.
What you got to say for yourself?
Brooklyn. Lyndon also represents Jamaica, okay? So, you know, we exactly. So, you know, Brooklyn in the house and Jamaica is in the house. So
that's also, right, that's right.
I'm happy to have him in my life as well, you know. Happy to have Uncle Marshall, Kevin, you know. We are the dream team, and we do this together, and I appreciate all of you guys on this call right now, you know.
Amen.
Dream Castle Villa representing y'all.
I want my flowers now while I'm alive. I don't want them when I'm on the ground and everybody crying. That's what we need to communicate more so now than when we pass on, okay?
That's true. So true.
All right.
So blessings today, tomorrow, for the rest of our remaining days of our lives, you know, but I love you all.
Thank you.
And don't
love
forget
you
to visit
too.
The website, www.dreamcastlevilla.com. And I forgot to mention one other thing that with all the blessings that we've had, you know, 7 years ago we opened up a restaurant in Montego Bay. Uncle Marshall was there before it even opened, and we have blessings there for my wedding. Uncle Marshall gave me away in 2013. We are proud to announce within the next 2 weeks we'll be opening up our number 2 restaurant, Dream Castle Restaurant and Lounge number 2, in the same location, a different area, maybe 5 minutes away from the other, but all that's a blessing. So without Dream Castle Villa, without Dream Castle Pageant, without promotions, without any of that, we couldn't do what we do today, and I could not do that with a lot of people that is in my life.
And God
bless you, baby. Congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
What a beautiful announcement on a beautiful day such as today. And you are a beautiful dream team at that. And when you brought me over to New York for my induction, and I cried. I was doing good all the while,
so
and just really enjoying.
You're coming back for the anniversary. You're coming back for the anniversary, which is going to be the 29th of June. So
hallelujah!
Hallelujah! And it's a celebration. It's a celebration. You know, like I said, we have to celebrate while we're here, and we don't get to do that.
Bless God.
Before we all leave here, we should have something to be thankful for,
hallelujah. Well, congratulations, 10 years. Can we give a hand to our sponsor of the of this show and this platform? Can we give Dream Castle Villa Wearing Miss James a hand today, y'all, for doing it? She does it.
The pageant is 10. Okay, so with all that said and done, I'm actually celebrating an anniversary for everything. Villa being 15, the pageant being 10. So it's a lot of celebrations. You know, it's kind of hard to put all that so much on one little flyer, but I'm celebrating for all those young ladies that I've met in my life for 10 years. I've met hundreds of girls, so that's a lot to be thankful for.
And that's how many lives you have impacted, how many women that you have undergirded and set on a better path and a better journey, and given them the esteem of self that they can do this, they have this. So you put a crown on all of those heads. All of those heads. I know every year there's a winner for each pageant.
Yeah, well, I'm in every one of them, and this is her day, so we're not going to stir off on that on me.
You are welcome.
Okay.
I know that's right. The Queen of Diamonds, y'all. Happy birthday.
10 years. So, like I said, the pageant has been there, and everyone on his phone has been there for those years. So that's what we're celebrating, being there for me, and it's about supporting us. And there's always a cause. We have all different types. We have kids, cancer. It's just so much to do, and that one person can't do it alone.
That's true.
Have a beautiful team that you have built, and we thank you for being the sponsor of Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shylock, because we could not do this on Tribe Family Channel without you. We're going to continue this birthday celebration for Ms. Daisy Brown. We're going to bring in a surprise caller, area code 312. You know her dearly. Area code 312, your line is open. Tell everybody who you are and talk to us.
This is Mabel Buckner.
Hi.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
To you, my dear friend.
Thank you. Good to hear your voice.
I'm wishing you, pardon me?
I said good to hear your voice.
Same here. I just want to tell you that I truly, truly cherish our friendship. There are days when I call you and you know it, and we stay on the phone and we talk 2 and 3 and 4 hours. We look up and we can't believe how long we've been on the phone. There's not many women that are in the industry like we are that knows the business and can talk the business. And
that's
I have
true.
Learned a lot from you.
That's true.
And I want to say one thing about you. You are an outstanding writer. If anybody's looking for a writer, boy,
Jason,
you know you can write.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Mabel.
But I want you to I wish you nothing but all the happiness in the world, because you so deserve it, not just today, but just like the person said earlier, all of your life, I wish you nothing but blessings, and may God continue to bestow many blessings upon you, because you
Amen.
Truly deserve it. And I love
Thank you.
You
so much. I love you too. Thank you.
Well, now, you know, Mabel, I want to say that we're going to be thinking about you, sweetie. You know, this Friday, May 3rd, would have been James Brown's birthday. Now, Mabel shared with me a very rare picture of the Godfather, Mr. James Brown, with his father. And it is on the internet. I've seen people reshare that picture. So, Mabel, you know I'm always thinking about you and Fanny, and we love you, and I want to thank you for calling in. Did you say hi to Marsha Thompson, MT? What's going on? You know, Mabel, and I know, I don't know if Mabel knows Gwen or Lennox, Brooklyn, but say hello, everyone.
This is Mabel Buckner.
Hey, everyone. Hi, Marshall. Marshall and I just had talked yesterday.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. But are you doing anything for James on May 3rd? Because you know he loves, and Marshall knows this, James loves his birthday. Woo, Lord, did he love his birthday.
Well, we're going to surprise you. We'll let you know. But right now, we're going to get back to this music flow. Okay, Queen?
Okay.
Wonderful evening. And again, happy birthday, Daisy.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. All right, y'all. Well, you know what? We've got two more songs, but I want y'all. Oh, let me. I didn't go. This is Beverly.
You forgot Lyndon. You didn't do Lyndon.
Lyndon. I said Brooklyn, but Lyndon.
Yes,
Lyndon.
Brooklyn in the house.
Mr. Dream. Come on now. Dream Castle, Dream Team. What you got to say to Daisy, Queen of Diamonds, on her day?
Well, I have to say big up enough respect to the general, you know, giving her Jamaican style. always, as I said, the epitome of, you know, excellence. And I had the pleasure of meeting her when I started working with Miss G, as I call her, Lady G, and Dreamcastle Villa. In terms of the Dreamcastle pageant. So it has been really great so far. It seems like we've known each other for 10 years, but the general has always been there leading from the forefront, the front line, and it's always great working with her. So I want to wish her all the best, and as we've all said, it's just not just today, but for the rest of her life, the love, the blessing, may it continue to flow. And your basket never be empty.
Thank
Amen.
You so much. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
That was beautiful. That was so beautiful. Well, you see, y'all, now we know why Gwen calls it the Dream Team, because just a beautiful, beautiful group of people doing beautiful things, living and walking in our purpose on this journey together. I want to thank our sponsor for the invite in June. I am honored. I will be there and happy to help in any way that I can. When Daisy told me that I would be part of your team last year, I just almost lost my little old mind, but I had never been to New York, and it is because of you, cousin, that I was able to fly to New York and spend the time with you all, meet all of you, and see how you do what you do so lovely. So I know it's a celebration for Daisy Brown, but I want you all to remember, all of you all who are listening to the sounds of my voice, I am Beverly Black. I am the CEO of Tribe Family Channel, and I could not do this without Gwen Nix James, the CEO of Dream Castle Villa, and she is celebrating 16 years of everything, opening up restaurants and also another 10-year celebration of her pageantry. Happy birthday to Daisy Brown, who's always there, like we said, for her. And I've seen you all do it, and it is just beautiful to see the magic. I can't imagine 40 years on the road, though, with the Shy Life, laughing with Marshall Thompson. MT, tell me something, because I'm new booty. I wasn't on the bus. So tell me your guys' funniest moment, the funniest thing that you can recall that happened out there on that road, or out there, out of the country, between you and the Queen of Diamonds and being in the entertainment business. Because we're about to go out on her last two songs.
And so many things happen on that road, you know. There's so much business to be taken care of out there. And Daisy going to make sure we got a place to stay. We're going to make sure she got them keys ready for us.
That's right.
Playing,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
Playing. When we hit that hotel, she's got everything ready to go. And she always make sure my room, my suite is ready. She does a great job. She's been doing that for many, many years. So it's like a home tour. You know, everywhere we go, house is a home. Wherever we went, it was a home there for us. You know, but a great job. She did a great job over there so many years. You know.
Wow.
I'm glad to see her join herself tonight. Join her birthday is an honor.
Here, here.
Well, now, the lady of the hour, the Queen of Diamonds, Ms. Daisy Brown, before you take the mic and close this out, I just want to let you know, when Marshall Thompson called me and he says, listen, I want you to work with Daisy, I said, okay, any queen of his is a queen of mine. And that was years ago, a few years ago, since we've been on this show. Marshall Thompson and I are celebrating 3 years this week on Soul School Music. It has passed that fast. And so I just want to thank God for all of you. And I love you, Daisy. I'm like Gwen. If a day goes by where I don't talk to you, something just don't feel right. But I will tell you something over there, Gwen. I am not trying to be on the phone with y'all as early as y'all be on the phone. I'm over here 3 hours later. I couldn't even get jealous. I wanted to be on the phone. Wait a minute.
Don't send no text messages about 8 o'clock in the morning. Why are y'all doing these two texts right now?
Why you bring up the group texts? That's a whole other story. Y'all don't want to know about the group text messages early in the morning. Daisy Brown, we love you, sweetie. You have always kept everybody together, just like right now. Always in laughter and in good spirits. So what do you have to say for yourself on your sweet 16th, 25th birthday?
Well, I just want to say that I feel so blessed that God has kept me. I have so many beautiful people in my life that I love and who I know love me. And I know that I'm not alone, you know. Just because a person lives alone doesn't mean that they are alone, and I do not feel alone at all. And each of you all have a very special part or very special place in my heart and my life, because you can have a person in your life and they not be in your heart, but you are each in my heart and in my life. Kevin, you and I've had some rough roads, but we have learned to love each other, and I know that when I'm out there, you got my back, and I'm so grateful for that. You got me, and I know it. So, and Marshall and I, we've been up the highways and the byways for October will be 48 years, and it's hard to believe because it almost seems like it was yesterday, but it's been a long journey. It's been a long journey. I've watched the children grow up. The children have had children, and it's just been a beautiful, beautiful journey. Gwen, my baby.
I'm your daughter you never had. You're still my mom, so it's like birth to me, you know?
Amen.
Like,
and
like, I'm on the side of your hip, so you know.
I feel the same way. I do. I really do. Because, you know, God has put us together for a reason. And I'm talking about all of us, each of us together. And we each have our own little niche. And he allows us to do what we do that makes it work. Beverly has opened up her airways to us, her heart to us. And, I mean, you know, we've been able to touch other people's lives because of her generosity, and that in itself is just so special. That is so special, you know. And Lyndon, I guess you can say my brother now, because you've been there, and I love working with you so much because you make it so easy to work with, and that's so special. The pageant is something that I look so forward to it. I can't wait for January to come in because I start counting. Okay, we're into the new year. Here comes June. You know, I just can't wait for June to come in because the pageant has really become a part of my life that I look so forward to because of its purpose. It has a unique purpose, and it's not about beauty, and that's what I like so much about it. It is about beauty, but it's not outward beauty. It's beauty, inward beauty, total beauty, because a woman can have the most beautiful face in the world, but if she opens her mouth and if she opens it wrong, she's about as ugly as she can be. So, Gwen, you have been able to do so much for so many young ladies, and God will continue to truly bless you because of your spirit. MT, now, there's so much I can say to you and about you, but I'm not going to write a book tonight. I just want to just say thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of the Shy Lights organization for so long and putting up with my stubbornness and my attitudes and my sternness and my whatever, and even my
shenanigans.
Let
me offer shenanigans.
All part of life. You did a wonderful job for so many years, and that's all I can think of. You know, but you did a lot of things, a lot of great things. You've been in some rough situations. You've been there to make sure we go right when I couldn't even get in there, and they had to do other things. But you did a great job, and it tells. It's been 60 years I've been with the Shy Lights. And you've been with the Shy Lights for me and for that. Go all the way to the, almost to the end. You know?
Yes.
So it's a wonderful, I want you to have a wonderful birthday. I was doing a, like I was telling you, I was doing a major radio show, one of the major stations in Chicago, and I cut them short to get the big shot and get on to you tonight.
Well, I appreciate it so much, and thank you guys so much for sharing the night with me. Now I can feel like I knew I was blessed anyway, and now I feel special. Now I feel special.
So you are special. So, you know,
you are special. Yes, you are, and we love you dearly. Now, one of the things that Mabel Buckner said, she's no longer on the line, but she said that Daisy is one heck of a writer, and she really is. So we're going to go out on the last two songs on her playlist, which is The Dramatics, In the Rain, and The Manhattans, Kiss and Say Goodbye. And then lastly, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers in the world. And Daisy wrote a song that is called You Were Their Mother. And we're going to end the show with You Were Their Mother, written by Daisy Brown and performed by who, Daisy?
The Brooklyn All-Stars.
Wow. The Brooklyn All-Stars. So say your final goodbyes, everybody. This has been a celebration. Happy birthday, Ms. Daisy Brown. I love you. I love you, Daisy, Marsha, Gwen, Lyndon, everybody. Have a blessed one, and we will see you later.
On
the
29th,
hold on, hold on, in case we, wait, Daisy, don't go nowhere. Let me get this, because somebody just piped in. Area code 937, are you calling to wish Daisy Brown a happy birthday on Marsha Thompson's Soul School Music Show?
Yes, I am. This is Phil Polinsky at 937. Hi, Daisy. Just a quick call in to say happy birthday because you invited me, so I wanted to definitely hope your birthday goes real well. And are you enjoying your guests tonight?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, we've had a good little time here. I'm excited.
Great.
I'm happy. Yeah, almost had me as speechless tonight as they did last night. So, two nights in a row.
Well, a happy Daisy is a happy Phil.
That's true.
Now, everybody, this is Phil Polinsky. He co-hosts Call to Serve, Daisy's military radio show, and it is also sponsored by the Dream Castle Villa. And we have everybody on the show tonight. Mr. Phil Polinsky, we have the whole Dream Team on the show. Marsha Thompson of the Shine Lights. We have Daisy Brown, obviously. Now the phone lines are going to just keep on lighting up on us, Daisy. We have also, Phil, we also have the CEO of Dream Castle Villa, and we have Lyndon, one of the captains. And so everybody say hello to Phil. He is one of the retired military and of TRIA, the president of TRIA, and he hosts Call to Serve with Daisy Brown.
Thank you all. Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. All right, now we're going to go down the line. Caller, area code 347, your line is open to wish Daisy Brown a happy birthday on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. Who are we talking to?
My sister of entertainment, Miss Daisy Brown. There are not that many of us left in the field. Debbie Ewan has gone on, but you and I are still standing. I've been listening to everyone calling, and I thought that I would not get in. Much blessings. I love you, and I'm not going to hold you too long. And Beverly Black, Shirley, thanks again. God bless.
Thank you, Shirley.
How you doing, Queen?
I'm fine. I've been holding on for the last 45 minutes.
And Khalil.
Well,
hi.
Just wanted to wish our girl happy birthday. We've been out there in the trenches for Daisy. I'm not going to say how old I am, Mama. But much blessing. God's got you always. And I know Debbie Ewan is smiling, looking down on you.
Yes. I miss her so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Well, and thank you, everybody, for making this such a special party. Now, we're going to go on out, like I said. But before we do, I want you to take a moment of silence for John Singleton. May he rest in peace. Famed director, filmmaker, Boys of the Hood, and so many other movies. His roster is endless, and God called him home today. And we also want to lift up Mr. Peabo Price, and he is in the hospital, and we're asking for a speedy recovery. And I want to wrap my arms around each and every one of you on this panel and let you know that I love you. I know I'm new booty on the block. Just call me Beverly, though. And I want to thank you all for making this possible. Marshall Thompson, the last man standing up the Shy Life. Daisy, Queen of Diamonds Brown, always right here helping me hold it down. The dream team over there, Gwen and Lyndon, couldn't do this without you. And I love each and every one of you. Daisy Brown, take us on out of here.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Good night. Kevin, love you. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you, Marshall. Thank you, Gwen. Thank you all. Thank you, Phil. Thank you,
Lyndon. And you too, Kevin. I love all of you. All right, well, we're going to kiss and say goodbye. Mwah.
Wow. All right, Lyndon, that's a good one.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
I had to meet you here today. Good.
Yeah. know you're right. You'll get some bruises, but some fool might see the light.